Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm also Joel.
And I'm Jackson.
And today we're asking the important questions like, is humanity doomed in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds?
So Alfred Hitchcock, visionary, he had this great idea. What if there were too many birds?
What if there were too many aggressive birds?
You're right. What if there was the same amount of birds as there always was, but they wanted us dead?
Yeah.
It's so great, because you could just imagine Alfred Hitchcock, he's eating a big hoagie on a stool in Central Park.
Yeah.
Okay. I was imagining him on a yacht looking out the beach, seeing a bunch of gulls, but no. Okay.
On a stool
in the middle of Central Park. Did he come with a stool? Are there stools in Central Park? These are questions I want to know.
He brought the stool from home. Oh, he took it on the 9th Street bus down to Central Park, and he's sitting there eating his hoagie, and he looks over at some pigeons, and he's like, what if those fuckers wanted to fucking kill me? I gotta get home and write the greatest movie ever made.
He's like, It's 1962 or 63. The movie comes out in 63, so let's say it's 1962. Yeah. I made showers scary. People piss and shit themselves when they go into a shower now.
I've ruined
That's
showers
on me.
For everyone. Okay? Nobody can take a shower without making themselves filthier because they piss and shit every time they get in a shower.
Someone says, rah, 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 and then there's pissing and shitting all over the shop. Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking nightmare.
It's disgusting. Yeah. He thinks to himself as he fucking slurps down that hoagie. That's right, slurps. It's a wet hoagie.
Yeah.
It's a liquid hoagie, dude.
I made showers a disgusting, filthy place.
Yeah.
Now, how do I make society more scared? Not just of their own little showers, but of the great outdoors.
Of birds. Dirty birds.
And then Jackson, what does he ask himself? What if birds?
What if there was the same amount of birds, but they wanted to fucking kill you? Maybe the bird was going for his hoagie, and he was like, what if instead of my hoagie, it was going for my heart? I gotta get it to a fucking typewriter right fucking now. Anyway.
Yes.
And so we get the Alfred Hitchcock classic, The Birds, The Boyds, in which all of the world's birds decide that's had enough. Mm. They're done with us, humanity, and they come for us. Mm. And they try and kill us all. And yet, for reasons beyond our comprehension,
they stop.
They stop. Whatever. Didn't work out for the birds, I guess. Who knows? Who can even comprehend the mind of a simple but yet cunning bird? Mm. Not me. Mm. And so my question to you boys is, would we survive? Can humanity survive the same amount of birds, but they're violent?
Well, yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Because it's a good question. Because I'm looking at the Wikipedia of the movie currently. I'm just looking at all the different references to what the birds do. And so there's at a wharf, Melanie gets attacked by a gull. And like that, whilst terrifying and scary, I had seen a lot of gulls, you know, swarm me for my chippies, and that's fine. If they started pecking me, I get into my car. And then I'm fine, I feel.
Then they pop the tires, moron. And they get in the engine and sacrifice themselves on the engine, start a small fire. Kaboom, you're dead.
You're a fucking idiot, Joel Zammert. Do you not remember the famous scene from The Birds where the birds... Where the main character, whose name is
Melanie.
Wow, why the fuck? Wait, did one of you just say it, or did I just remember?
Zammert did. It's not your own brilliant brain, I'm sorry.
Thought I remembered the fucking birds. Yeah. Unlike Zammert, though, I remembered that Melanie's in the phone box and the birds are like, fuck this glass, we're just gonna fucking fly into it. Car's the same thing.
No, if you,
again, they're coming
again,
for you.
I agree, because it's not just that they hate humanity, they have a suicidal hatred for humanity.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not, and I think this is important in many ways to remember, it's not that individual birds want us dead. It's birds,
all birds
as a whole.
Yeah.
Because I'm reading further, they're apparently at a farm, there's some hens that suddenly refuse to eat.
That would be scary. Chickens would be scary.
So chickens have gone on a hunger strike.
They don't want us dead. They're just protesting.
They hear a violent thud, which is basically a dead gull is found in the threshold. So again, they want to kill us, and they don't care if they die.
Exactly. Yes, it's so easy to imagine a pigeon crawling in the exhaust of your car, banana in the tailpipe style. Yeah.
Well, not just one pigeon, several pigeons. In fact, a whole flock trying to just gum up the works.
Your car will fall apart, and kind of like when you pour silver down an anthill or a guy's throat, you'll just have the inside of the car made out of pigeon carcasses.
Yes.
And you'll be done for.
I think... Weirdly, if it's gulls and pigeons, I'm not as terrified as I am by, say, like, sparrows, because they could definitely gum up the works.
As opposed to.
I don't know. I think the birds, like, I think Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds really highlighted that gulls as a whole, because when you look at a gull, when you look at a seagull's fucking head, you can tell that it's got either no thoughts or violent thoughts. That's it. I encourage every single person listening
to look at a picture of a seagull. Yeah.
Yeah, look at a seagull and try look at its little fucking beady eyes. What's it thinking of? Violence or nothing? That's it.
Chips, 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 kill, 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 chips, 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 that's it. That's the brainwave of a seagull. And also, here's the thing I always think, okay? Because in Australia, around springtime, that's when the magpies come out. And magpies swoop you. And magpies swoop you from behind a lot of the time. Now, at the back of your head...
The king hit of birds.
Yeah, and at the back of your head, under that little protrusion... You know, where your head connects to your neck, there's like a little hole.
Like a little soft spot there.
There's like a little soft spot there. And I'm always like, what if a magpie got its beak in there? Would I die or become brain dead? What would happen? Could it do that? Should I be worried?
I think that what's stopping a magpie from probably killing us like that? Is that they tend to be going for like a graze. They tend to be doing like a swoop attack. So it tends to just kind of be like a kind of a graze, a kind of like a fuck off, don't eat my babies. That's all we're doing for. So it's very much a protective stance because we are much bigger than a magpie. And the magpie is just like, don't touch my babies. They're not food. They're my babies.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
As delicious as they must be, it always stops me from wanting to eat the magpie babies. And I get it. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. But if this magpie wants to kill me, to a point where it doesn't give a shit about its own life, I don't know what I can do to stop that.
If it just went directly down into your skull, would it like hit you like an arrow and then just be protruding out the top?
Well, that's scary. I don't know the flight speed of, say, a magpie, but I know that, like, there are other birds, like the peregrine falcon, which is the fastest bird, if Animorphs is for me to believe. That will just, like, rip out my eyes, you know? Mm. Just, like, one straight missile into my face. What's that? Where's Zammert? Oh, he's got a face caved in by a bird.
His face is now a bird's behind, sticking out the front with the two little legs where his eyes would be.
Magpies can fly at 32 kilometers an hour.
Oh, no!
Okay, now if I was hit in the face by something going 32 miles... Sorry, miles or kilometers? 32 kilometers an hour, what happens?
I don't think you come out that well, dude.
I mean, the beak... I mean, imagine driving a car at 30 Ks, which is like... I think 8 kilometers an hour is what they usually consider walking speed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So imagine sprinting into a knife.
That's sort of what we're talking.
If you just stick a knife to a wall and then running full pelt into a knife. And then at the last moment, turning around so that the knife hits you in the back of the head.
That's a little soft spot. And then people are like, did the house kill him? What happened here?
He was practicing to see what a magpie would do.
Well, I just quickly Googled and people talking about... I say being hit by something small at 30 k's per hour, they're just like, what happens if you get hit by a car at 30 k's per hour? So the estimation about 40% of people who get hit by a motor vehicle going 30 miles per hour will die from their injuries.
No, not miles.
That's miles per
kilometers,
hour.
Kilometers. Because mile, that's close to like, that's like 55.
Yeah. All right. What is 30?
So 20 miles. Magpies fly at 20 miles an hour.
Yeah. Which is helpful for our international listeners.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Gulls can get up to 28 miles per hour, which is 28 miles per hour to kilometers per hour.
Okay.
Oh, that's 45 k's an hour. That's faster than a school zone car.
That's bad, because we have those rules in place for a reason. So,
yeah.
Look, at 20 miles per hour, there's a 95% chance you're gonna survive being hit by a car. So that's a car at going at 20 miles per hour, but that's like quite a lot of large space. Yeah. So
I reckon if I got hit with a car at 20 miles an hour, I'd go like this. Oof, my guts.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'd be scared.
I should have looked both ways before crossing this fucking road.
Instead of closing my eyes and just winging it.
I was going to say, if someone throws a ball at 20 miles per hour, what does that look like?
I don't know. In cricket, they
bowl a ball at 100 kilometers an hour.
Okay. So it's kind of like being pegged by a tennis ball not going terribly fast.
Yeah.
Except if the tennis ball was...
had a bit of an edge.
Had a knife.
Had a knife on it. Yeah. That's really the... Because the bird is not headbutting you.
How sharp is a bird's
beak? It's stabbing you.
Because
it could be going as slow as... it could be going at a snail's pace. But if you're not moving out of the way, you're getting stabbed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, again, looking at do magpies have sharp beaks? Their sharp beak can inflict a nasty break in the skin, and in worst case scenario, they have been known to damage an eye. Okay, so
soft spots.
Okay, it doesn't really matter how sharp or fast they're going, but if they just aim for our soft bits like our eyes, they would do a lot of damage.
Exactly. Yeah. But also, here's the trick of Alfred Hitchcock's The Boys.
Yeah,
The Boys is that. I have a list here of the kill count. Thank you to the kill count wiki. Killcount.fandom.com.
It's going to be either really high or really low, isn't it?
Okay, so 10 people die in Alfred Hitchcock's The Boys. And now I think it's important to know that 4 of those are birds, okay, who are listed on the kill count. Let me go through them. Okay. Number one is a seagull that dies when its head smashes against a window.
Who's the killer?
The killer is itself, and the notes are possible suicide, found dead. The next one is Daniel Dan Fawcett, who has his eyes pecked out, and he's stabbed in the chest with beaks. His killer is 4 seagulls, okay?
So 4 seagulls do this.
Yeah, okay. Now, 3 to 6. Wait. Yeah.
No, please continue, because I have this in front of me too. I have some questions.
3 to 6 is 4 seagulls. They die neck snapped, kill up themselves.
So, they killed Dan.
They were so distraught with what they've done.
4 seagulls kill a man and then kill themselves?
I guess so.
Surely there was more than 4 seagulls involved in the murder of Daniel Dan Fawcett, and then they just left.
But if four of them died
during the murder.
But if not, then it only takes 4 gulls to kill a man.
That's scary odds.
That's not a lot of gulls. I mean, it takes out 4 gulls as well, apparently. They snap out their necks on our chest.
So for every 1 human being that dies, 4 seagulls die as well.
Yeah.
The next person is just an unknown man stabbed in the head with a beak. Then another
scary.
Yeah, for sure. Next is a man who is lit on fire slash blown up in gas explosion.
That doesn't sound like a bird's problem.
The birds do distract him, though, and then he causes him to, like, flail around wildly, spraying gasoline at himself, and maybe he lights a cigarette. I forget how it
So
how
the
it
birds
blows
are
up.
Also, not only are they killing us through brute force, they're also using sort of tactics here.
Yeah.
They're also,
I was wrong. I assumed that the lit on fire blown up in the gas explosion, the killer would be like accident or something, but no, it's listed as seagull.
Yeah, the birds do it. They can think. I honestly, if I was in the birds' position, I would just like mostly go after aircraft, gum up the works in the air. It would, you know, would kill a lot of ibises or whatever, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
We get a lot of dirty humans out.
And the birds are clever because they are trying to, like, you know, they'll die for the cause. They don't mind if a couple of them go, if it means that a lot of humans are taken out. And yeah, they are using techniques like waiting, like, I don't know, if I was chopping up a lime, they would clock, I've got a knife, this is the perfect time to get under his feet or whatever, so that I slip over and stab myself in the forehead. One man dead by six seagulls or whatever, and then they snap their own necks in, out of shame or whatever. Number 9 is an emergency worker who is lit on fire, pecked and clawed repeatedly, flung into air by haywire fire hose. The killer is considered near a flock of seagulls.
I don't like how these birds are killing a lot of people with fire. That's scary.
And the last one is Annie Hayworth, who is mauled by a flock of crows. So only 1, 2, 3, 4 people die in birds. Human beings. A lot of birds do die. But only four
human
beings.
It is a small town, though, so.
Exactly. And they have one thing. Sorry, we in Australia have one thing that they don't have in America, the emu, which I keep thinking about. And the cassowary. That's pretty scary.
We have something worse than the emu, dude.
Yeah. We've got, like, nature's fuck, the cassowary. But thank God, I guess most of them are in zoos. So just don't go to the Healesville Sanctuary and you'll be all right.
Yeah. We also have eagles. They're big.
Yeah, that's
true.
They
could pick up a toddler, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But could they pick up you? And I guess this is the next question. The birds are coming for you. Can you fight back?
Well,
can you punch a bird?
Can a flock of, like, I know, say, for example, say a lone bird probably couldn't pick me up, but could a flock?
Yeah, can we get an up situation where, like, several eagles come down and grab you and lift you into the sky and then drop you?
And then drop me onto rocks to eat my delicious brain or whatever.
We have the greatest diversity of avian life in Australia. Mm-hmm. And at last count, they counted more than 4.6 million birds in 7 days.
Well, I Googled how many birds are there because I was also interested in finding out. Yeah. Apparently there are 430 billion birds on Earth.
So, well, that's okay. How many people are on Earth?
Surely it's comparable, right?
People are on Earth.
Yeah, surely.
Okay, what did you say? 400?
400 billion. Sorry, hang on. 430 billion birds.
Okay,
between
so,
50 and 430, yeah.
In 2019, there was 7.6 billion people.
Okay.
So, 400 billion divided.
So how many birds to people do we have here?
6 billion.
Wait, every one person has how many birds? Yeah.
So there's 57 birds to every person.
Ah, so even if they're necked, like, if four are necking themselves for every one person, that's still not enough.
The bird math still is demonstrably in their favour.
So looking at say world dangerous, like, most dangerous bird.
Yeah.
Or birds. Just the top three. We've got two of them, so that's good.
Yeah, great.
So we've got the cassowary and emu are in the top three.
Yeah.
One and three, respect. Ostrich in the middle, don't have.
I quite like it with the cassowary. If I say I'm at the Healesville Sanctuary and I've fallen into the cassowary enclosure, if it kills me, I don't know that's because the birds is happening. I'm just like, Well, this is what
that's
I
just
would
an angry bird. I
it's
assume.
A cassowary, but it's so easy to imagine getting the shit kicked out of you by a bunch of emus. Like one of them pushes you into another one, into another one, or making that horrible doop 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 sound. A noise that I've done on so many podcasts, but never comes up. But still, you gotta try.
Yeah. Apparently, there's fewer than 4,600 cassowaries in the wild.
Okay.
Hey.
But I reckon one cassowary could take on a lot of us.
I think one cassowary could kill the plumbing boys easily. Every time we...
One cassowary could probably take out this whole company.
Every time we take a company trip to the Hillsville Sanctuary, we court death. So all it takes is one of us to fall in, to be holding onto the hand of the other one, to be holding... Hey, do you want to hold hands through the cassowary enclosure? I don't see why not.
I've
wore my slipperiest shoes today. Whoa!
Yeah. So that's the ground dwelling birds, which would be terrifying. Yeah, we also have like most, I guess, metropolitan areas, a lot of pigeons.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We're also like thinking the direct attack of, say, like pigeons or birds flying their beaks into our faces and whatnot. Mm. But pigeons and other birds, like especially gulls, could happily crap all over our food.
The shit and piss, angle of this is absolutely untapped here. All they got to do is get into any food processing plant or anything, shit their dirty bird shit into our food, but also dirty bird shit onto the car windscreen while you're driving, and then crash car.
I don't know if you remember this, boys. Yeah. I don't remember this, boys, but one of the first times we went to Sydney, we drove up.
I remember.
And when we finally got to the Sydney, I was going to say their CBD area.
Yeah.
And we were like, boys, we are hungry. Let's go get some delicious food. And lo and behold, right there's this beautiful park quite close to where we're going to get some food. And
correct.
Oh my God. And a little bit of shade under this big tree.
Yes.
Perfect. So we're gonna park there and eat some delicious food. And then we get back. And the back half of the window, so the back half of the windshield, covered, just absolutely covered 100%. In bird shit from one
coated,
just one dirty ibis, one little bin chicken just sitting in the tree, a little spawn of Satan itself, crapped all over our car, and that was just one.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, it covered half a screen.
Yeah, if the ibis is planned together. They could make your impossible to see out of the front windscreen, and that's
that's the thing. They could cause they could cause lots of road accidents simply by flying across motorways and bombing shits onto the front windshields of cars. I made I thought was an alarming discovery very briefly, because I found what I read was, do birds know if you're going to die? And it was like, yes. But it says, but then I reread it because I was like, whoa, no, that's not good. But it was actually, do birds know if they're going to die? Okay. And the answer is yes.
Imagine birds the scientific know when they're community about to die. Just being like, yeah, birds know. They can't tell you because obviously they're birds, but they know. Anytime you see a pigeon or a sparrow, it knows when you're fucking.
It knows the exact time and location of your demise.
Tell me. Oh. Tell me, chicken.
Tell me your secrets.
Where do you think you encounter in your life the most birds? Where do you think you see the most birds in your life?
Parks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because I'm thinking, like, my parents have a lot of chickens. And the idea of getting. I feel like farm birds are an untapped danger. Because they've got that, like, I don't know, like a pigeon dive bombing you, you can get out of the way, you know, you're not, like, on the same playing field. But a human and a chicken, it's kind of, you're on the
you're
same
both creatures
level
of Earth. Yeah, you're both on Earth.
Yeah exactly. Mm. And a chicken going fast enough, knocking into your legs, knocking you face first down into the mud, and then the rest of the chickens swarm over the top of you like piranhas. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah,
that's pretty scary.
I don't know. Have you guys seen, like, I think they're called, like, a Brahmin chicken?
Oh, God.
Is that the big one that looks like a man?
Yeah, the Brahma chicken.
Yeah, you know, Jackson, you know the chicken that looks like a man.
I don't know the... Ah! It doesn't look like a man.
the giant chicken that looks like a man. He does yeah, a bit. It looks yeah. like a man in a chicken suit.
Yeah, yeah. That's scary. That's scary.
I think that the advantage you would have over a regular chicken coming at you, and this is probably ties into is humanity actually doomed, is a chicken, if it approaches you front on, unfortunately for the chickens, and I don't condone this, but incredible size and shape to simply just boot.
Yeah, that's true. To pick up like a football and, and kick. And try to imagine, you pick up a chicken, you put it in little chicken handcuffs, the chicken's like, why aren't you just killing me now? You take it down to the footy oval, kick yourself a goal.
Yes.
This is for humanity! Yeah, that is true. Now, yeah, because this is the next question. We've explored the dangers of birds, but the question is humanity doomed? And the way to discover that is, can we fight back? How do we fight back?
Fighting back against birds, if we know that the birds are coming for us, would probably adapt faster than depicted in the movie The Birds. Because most people are just, like, shocked and screaming. Where I imagine that if you just give everyone a knife...
But are you just imagining we'd, like, what, swing wildly and hope?
Do you think stab. That, a you stabbing think,
oh,
motion.
A bird is coming at you. You can, quick as a fucking flash, pull out a knife and, what, chop its head off, stab it in the beak as it comes for you?
See, I think like a tennis racket would probably be better against a bird.
Oh, tennis racket's also good. Or a cricket bat.
Yeah. Well, I was imagining...
Baseball bat?
Like, that's great, sure. But when they are swarming you, and that this is the
swing
problem,
quick.
Though.
Swing quick.
Yeah, but like... They're going to, like, motion. You know, sort of how they would gum up the gears of an aeroplane. They're going to, like, close that distance of your swinging speed. So, sure, you might get the first wave. But, again, it depends how many are going after each individual. And that's the thing. Like, if there's just so many of them. It's the opposite. Yeah.
I was going to say, you got to remember how suicidal these birds are. So, imagine you got your baseball bat, right? And you pointed up at the birds in a, like, I'm a fucking get you motion. And they impale themselves on the baseball bat, turning it into a wiffle bat because it's just gully bodies.
That's true.
And then it's useless to you now.
Question.
Sure.
Do you think, and this is a real life example, I guess, of what would happen if the birds turned on us. Mm. Do you think there was a brief moment where Sully Sullberger or whatever his name is, when the birds flew into his plane, he thought that the movie The Birds was happening in real life?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's probably his first thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When he landed in that river, he was like, by God, it's the birds.
I landed on a fucking swan.
Yeah, maybe he saw a swan in the river and that's why he landed there.
Also, I just remembered, swans, they're terrifying.
Yeah, swans are huge and have teeth. That's
so
scary.
But if it's just one swan and one man.
Yeah. Yeah, they
I understand that, but like if it's one,
but
it's one swan. I reckon one swan could happily kill all three of us.
Yeah.
Anytime if it's three of us versus one swan, we win.
Yeah, if it's three of us versus three swans, we're in trouble.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're in trouble if it's 3v3.
Okay, but again, I think one swan versus three of us. I reckon we've got it. Mm. You up that by even one extra swan, like two swans versus us three.
I think
suicidal swans as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that we could
again.
Beat
we
two
have
swans.
Yeah. We have life preservation. They don't at this point.
See, I think you.
That's
think
what you got to think about.
I think you think we could beat three swans, Dusha. But you look over. You're fighting your swan. You look over at me. It's got its neck wrapped around my neck and is dragging me into the pond. Boys! Oh my fucking god! It's gonna drown me.
It learned from the crocodile. About the death roll.
It's gonna death roll me, dude. How come it's not choking? How come it's not choking?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you look over at Zammit, and the swan's neck is all the way down Zammit's throat, pecking at his stomach. It's eating my lunch! It's eating my lunch! You don't know what to do, because you got to stay and fight this one swan, because the moment you turn your back, dude...
And again, as Jackson has happily pointed out, the problem here is we see three swans, we're like one swan each, boys. Those three swans are going to be like, all right, us three of the biggest one first. Everyone just swarms on you, JD.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gone. Yeah. And now me and Jack have three swans to deal with.
Oh, no.
It is so classic us to see three swans and not like right, let's consolidate our power. We're just like, yeah, one inch, easy. Well, this makes sense. I know what to do here. Another thing we haven't considered in the bird's assault of humanity, eggs. Every bird can lay them. If one of them hit your head from a great height, you might die.
Especially when them emu
not
eggs.
Every bird can lay. Not every bird can lay eggs.
That's
and
true.
Also, I think the effort required to expel an egg is probably more than required to do a simple shit.
Yeah, that's true. But an egg will hurt more hitting your head than a shit will, right? Surely.
Yeah, I guess. But also, like, I don't know. If you if someone dropped an egg off a building and it hit you, what damage would it do?
It'd be a shock.
Because, like, egging someone, it doesn't kill them. No one's ever... Has anyone ever died from being egged?
I don't.
Without analogy, has anyone ever been killed with an egg?
Thrown
oh, here
off.
We go. Beautiful. Thank you. They did the math. They did the math on Reddit. How fast would a raw chicken egg have to travel in order to kill someone?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, it would have to be between... Okay. 572 miles per hour or 1,760 miles per hour would be the speed required to kill a person of an egg. So, I mean, that's pretty fast.
I found that a man died halfway through eating a 42nd egg in one sitting.
Okay.
And I also found out that Peter is trying to tell me that if I eat 3 eggs in a week, I will die. And calls them cholesterol bombs.
That doesn't seem right. Now, what's the terminal velocity of an egg? Terminal velocity of an egg is about 80 miles an hour, apparently. So surely an egg hitting you in the head at 80 miles an hour, if it doesn't kill you, you're not coming out of it well. Especially if I'm staring up with my mouth agape and it goes all the way. Can you hear that whistling sound? Hang on. Let me just open my mouth to the heavens. Oh my god!
Well, similar to the like birds shitting on windscreens, if birds were hucking their own eggs at windscreens and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's going to be... Because especially eggs, that's hard to like wipe away with a windscreen wiper.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Why egging things is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eggs, when they dry, they gum stuff up, so that's machinery fucked, you know?
Yeah. Well, also, again, pigeons' whole bodies would definitely gum up machines.
Yeah, that is...
So, again, I think, it's just... It depends on how willing the birds are to die. And as we can see from the movie The Birds, they're very, very willing to die. And all it would take is for them to gum up a lot of different machinery. Mm. All they need to do is get into like anything involving like any kind of like machine that they can gum up and then cause an explosion, which seems to be another good method of killing folk, which the birds seem to learn pretty quickly how to do. They definitely learn that gasoline is flammable. Mm. So I feel they might look at like any like petrol station or whatever that's filling up and try and like, you know, imagine that. There's like a petrol station filling up, right? A gull comes down, sees someone, you know, smoking a cheeky dart, grabs it out of their mouth, flies over, drops it in, boom, off we go.
Or dives into the petroleum, gets slicked up, flies past the cigarette, catches fire, flies into someone's house. Awesome.
Well, I mean, we know that flocks of birds can ground a plane. Yeah, so
exactly.
They've removed air travel as a viable option.
Yeah.
At least safe air travel, because planes' risk of death skyrockets.
Absolutely. Which means you...
And it like, and then because I'm thinking, right, okay, planes out, what other kind of like airship could we use? A hot air balloon. I feel more dangerous.
Way more dangerous.
Yeah. What about a dirigible? Also more dangerous?
Way more dangerous. Yeah.
Well, do you reckon birds could knock over a building if they flew into it high? Like, if there's a tall enough building, and at the top, they... Because you know how, like, you know how really tall buildings...
Dude, they can sway.
They're designed to withstand earthquakes and stuff.
I don't know if enough birds could create an earthquake-like simulation. I just don't think they could.
And I don't think enough birds could hit it at once with the right level of force. I think you're just getting a lot of, like, dead birds on the ground at the base of the building.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Also, do you know we do far too many things? Like, we've gone and adapted one of our campaigns for our sister show, D&D is for Nerds, into a novel. So, if you're sick of listening to us and want to instead enjoy your own voice narrating an adventure, just head to sanspantsradio.com and grab your copy of The Audicus today. Print run is limited, but it is available as an ebook, or grab them both in a bundle. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com.
Here's a question. So, we know these birds are clever enough to put gasoline and fire together will create more dead human beings. Are these birds clever enough to, say, drive a car? Operate a gun. Create explosives. Is it? We don't know. They seem like pretty clever birds. They're putting two and two together. They figure out chimney leads into house. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away to this is how you operate a tank or a machine gun.
Well, again, I'm thinking in terms of like a military response, because they could just fly into like an exhaust pipe or like, you know, like the where the tank turret, just fly into the hole there and blow it all up.
Clog it up.
I don't know necessarily if they could learn how to fire a gun, as guns were made for man with fingers. Bird don't have fingers. Bird have beak, though. Can a beak fire a gun?
I guess it would be like the chicken would get like his legs on the sort of handle of the gun. And then it would bend down and with its beak grab the trigger and shoot. And, but then the bird would go flying, right?
Yeah. I guess we could like maybe get our foot shot. Suck.
Oh!
Wrong.
Oh, damn.
There goes my toes.
The underside of my foot has a hole in it now. Okay.
Ooh, that would not be great. I don't know if they necessarily learn how to. I don't think they need to. I just think they need to learn how to. What's the heaviest thing that they can pick up and drop?
Well, like, there are birds. I think they're called the Golden Eagle that has been known to pick up kids and drop them. So,
fucking hell.
It's possible. And
so look, okay, so how, okay, so say for a Golden Eagle could pick up your own child, fly up high, then drop your own child on you.
Yeah, and theoretically,
Kid bombs.
Kid bombs. And I'm sure multiple Golden Eagles could pick up an adult human being then.
Yeah.
We can make that.
And also, again, this is not a great thing to say, but like that's a reusable missile.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Mm. And it's psychological too.
It really is.
It's
not good
it's
to
super
think about.
Upsetting. And if the birds figure this out, we're done.
If birds know to weaponize our babies against us, we do not stand a chance.
We're
fucked.
Yeah. What other birds do we have? Because I think we can get some specialized birds in there. The toucan's beak is the most weaponized beak I think out there. Yeah.
No.
Jackson, there's one bird that you haven't thought about yet, and one bird that I think changes everything.
Yeah.
And that bird is the pelican.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, dude. This guy's
a pelican could consume a human head.
Could cause some damage, dude. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. Imagine, okay, imagine they fill a pelican's beak up with pure gasoline.
Oh, my God. Why?
Light that sucker on fire, and then it just drops it everywhere, and then it, as it, its flaming death throes spirals into a building.
But it's so funny to imagine, they're like, we light this penguin on fire, and this penguin will walk into a building and set the blaze. Wait, wait. Oh, yeah, pelican. This whole time I've been thinking penguin for some reason. And when you were like, we light it on fire, I was like, but it's so slow. Can it just waddle towards the building and then die? And never pelican, you're right. You can put grenades in that shit.
Yeah, any kind of explosion, or again, like anything that's kind of like sharp, it wants to drop.
Yeah, and I think you can
further birds. I don't know.
You
whatever.
Could probably fit a full-on human being inside a pelican's beak if they were like.
Like imagine it's like a pelican, right, with his full beak, and he's like waddling up to your house, and you're like, oh, what's going on? He's like gesturing. You're like, maybe he wants to have a conversation. You open up the door. Pelican wanders in, opens up his mouth. Further birds fly out!
Oh, no!
It was a Trojan pelican this whole time!
Ah, Trojan pelicans.
Imagine...
Well...
Yeah.
Because does a pelican... This might be crazy and I might be misremembering, but I think a pelican beak is, like, coated with, like... I'm going to say acid, but it's probably not acid, to start the digestion process in its beak.
Maybe?
Meaning that if it holds your head in there, it will probably kill you eventually.
Yeah, but we'd thrash a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm imagining...
Yeah, but so does what...
the bird,
so does fish,
bird war's been going on for years at this point. You've lost track of me. You two are hardened bird soldiers. You're entering like an abandoned, bombed out building. There's human corpses with little chicken nests in them full of baby chicken eggs or whatever in the dank underground basement. You see like a bunch of pelicans just sitting there roosting. One of them opens its beak a little bit. I'm like curled inside like one of those people in Alien that's got the eggs in them. Help me, I say. Kill me. I think it's scary is my point. The world's not good.
I don't know if we can survive this. I'm like,
whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so the throat sac doesn't have anything in it, I don't think. They mostly just fill it with water and then swallow when they're hungry. But you know, orangutans have a throat pouch, but only male orangutans.
Yeah, and it gets bigger. They change if they become
air.
The alpha. They get huge. They get huge throat sacs and flanges on either side of their face. It's sick as hell. Yeah, but yeah, I think...
Your dream.
To get some big flanges.
No. Your dream would be to follow orangutan. Yeah.
To be like, this guy...
Your dream would be to have...
He's in charge.
Yeah. He's my alpha.
I hang out, I peel him bananas or whatever. It's pretty cool, yeah.
I just don't think there's much defense against these birds.
No, I think you're right.
Unlike, say, other, like, you know, bigger creatures or maybe where they're like they're more deadly but there's like less of them. Like if this was kind of like, hey, guess what, all the pumas have like risen up, I reckon we'd be fine. We'd be like, oh yeah, we can hunt them. And at least, you know, they're big enough to be like, okay, yeah, they'll get one or two, but I guess we'll at least be able to, like, you know, take them out. Same thing with, say, you know, anything like, say, for example, oh no, it's the elephants.
Yeah.
They're on a big stampede and they're done whatever. They're big enough to be like, I reckon we can take care of them. But birds come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Any kind of weapon that we have, I don't think is going to do enough damage, especially when they flock.
And this might be show my misunderstanding of how guns work. But I feel like if I shot a bird, like a little bird, the bullet would carry through the bird, right?
Yeah.
Which means that the collateral damage of humanity is pretty high.
If
you shoot a puma in the chest, that stops in the puma. But imagine there's a bird attacking Douche's face, and you're on the other side of the bird, and I shoot the bird, bullet through the bird on Douche's face, into your head.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the hell we're meant to figure that one out. You know what I mean?
Because, again, you have, like, a flock of, say, any kind of... Think of, like, a flock of crows, right? And there you are with your AK-47 spraying bullets. And then you maybe get a bunch of them, But because there's just so many, you're not getting them all, and then you got to reload.
Yeah.
Every single person on Earth needs to kill 57 birds to stand a chance.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like those odds. I suppose all those years ago, Alfred the Hoagie Hitchcock really did imagine a terrible picture of doom for humanity.
And this is the thing, though, right? So at the very end of Alfred Hitchcock's The Boids, they just stop.
Yeah.
They just stop and ominously, like, just perch there waiting. And I think if that happened, I don't know if we'd bounce back.
No.
It would change everything forever because air travel's gone because we'd all be too frightened. We'd have to do a lot of, like, anti-bird, like, measures.
Yeah. And
the moment that we start doing any anti-bird measures, that might be, like, the instigating thing to cause them to rise up again, because we don't know what's caused this moment of truce.
The greatest weapon in the bird's arsenal is that we can't predict their next move.
Yeah.
We don't know what a bird's thinking. No. This goes back to my original statements of look at a seagull. Mm. It's either thinking nothing or violence, and we'll never know.
We don't know what
And then we're like,
switch.
Okay.
We never will.
Today on Birdwatch, we assume the birds are thinking nothing.
The bird just
But be careful.
Picking up a crop.
Might switch to violence. Because you got, like, the domestic birds, like say, parrots, that could probably communicate to us.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to like, you know, be seeing, say, a nice parrot clawing my eyes out while it's telling me to, like,
hello?
Fuck you.
Hello.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
By the way, hello. Yeah. I just imagine holding a pistol to a sparrow's head or, like, just near it as it just jumps around merrily and being like, just make your move, motherfucker. Just make your move. I'm ready. I'm waiting.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, a woodpecker just on your, like, the base of your skull?
That's so scary.
We're doomed. We are doomed. There's nothing we can do.
You've got your, like, AK-47 or your, like, machine gun, and you're in a crowd of soldiers, and a woodpecker goes on, like, the back of your arm and starts pecking, and you start pulling the trigger uncontrollably. No!
Also, again, and this is just outright attack, and I think I kind of was talking about this before, where we're talking about, like, you know, this bioweapon themselves, where they, like, you know, destroy our food in terms of, like, shitting on it or whatever. But they don't even have to do that. Like, first off, well, now we're no longer eating chicken because it's hard to do. But they could eat all our other food supply. Like, they could just go. And, like, can you imagine how defenseless we are? Can you imagine how defenseless a cow is?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I didn't even think of the cows.
I would love to.
Sparrows climbing down his throat. Jesus.
Yeah.
Eating its lunch.
It's eating my lunch.
Watching a cow getting eaten from the inside out by sparrows is unpleasant to think
really
about.
Really horrible image, yeah.
But you know what's good to think about? 30 eagles coming together to lift up a cow and drop it from a great height.
Where are they taking that cow? Oh, wait, no.
Oh, no, they're just taking it up. They're just taking it up.
Just disappearing into the clouds.
They're taking it to space.
It can't know what's happening. It's so confused. But you know who would be on our side? You know, and I'm basing this off my favorite video on the internet ever of that horse that eats the baby chicken. Horses, humanity's greatest ally throughout all history. It's their time to shine. Finally, we're like, hey, Bessie, my trusty horse, you know, I've always stopped you eating birds in the past. Well, have at him, baby. Go nuts.
It's fucking dinner time. But then again, as just how much as I say, what can a cow do to it?
I mean, what can a horse do?
A bunch
do,
of birds.
True,
what can a horse do?
Yeah.
I just, if they have an all-out attack against us, we're kind of fucked. If they're a bit smart, which they've proven
they
to
are,
be in the birds that they are, they could go after our food supply. And it's not just, like, say, cows and other kind of animals, but they could also happily eat all our crops.
Yeah, for sure.
There's only 60 million horses.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like those odds. You know what? What I think the greatest betrayal would be, now that they're attacking all wildlife, those birds that chill on the back of rhinoceroses and, like, eat just, you know, it just starts pecking.
Just start pecking.
The rhino being like, but we were friends. We had a deal. This episode has made me hate birds.
Humanity would be doomed, and birds are nature's assholes. Fuck birds.
Yeah, fuck birds.
Yeah. No, no, actually, no, I think it's good that the birds, that they don't do this. Maybe the birds are our allies. I love birds.
Birds have no ears, dickhead. Birds, they're not going to hear your betrayal.
The birds aren't going to fuck you, dude. Bird, turn goat.
No matter how much you love birds, they're never going to fuck you, you idiot. You, dude. Never going to fuck you. They're going to love you, you dumb fucking idiot. They're going to fuck your older brother, you dumb fuck. They hate you.
Also, when I said birds have no ears before, obviously I understand that birds can hear. Please don't tweet me about that.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Fuck birds.
Yeah, fuck birds. Thank you, Alfred the Hoagie Hitchcock.
You made us realize.
You made us realize.
Hey, did you love Dinosaur Park? The whole dinosaur saga, even. Well, did you know that just as the Joels wrap up their adventures in the vast reaches of space, a brand new adventure has begun? On the very same night that the Joels entered Dinosaur Park, Jackson's good friends Adam and Cash found themselves trapped in Dinosaur Land, Jackson's nightmare of a theme park. If you want to be part of the next chapter of the Dinosaur Saga, then head to SansPants Plus, and for as little as $10 a month, you gain access to Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, as well as literally an arseload of other content. Once again, that's SansPantsRadio.com/plus. Head there now. The adventure continues.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.